Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right at the freezing mark at our studios at Airport 965. A lot of areas down around 30 as we get started on this Thursday morning. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way in just a second with more on weather. And we'll catch up with Kane for traffic next. But it sounded like this last night.
On this vote, the yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Present is one. Article 1 is adopted. On this vote, the yeas are 229. The nays are 198. Present is one. Article 2 is adopted.
There you go. Only the third time in U.S. history American president has been impeached. What it all means and a breakdown of that story coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check in with Kane for traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. Not working any new accidents. We've had a couple of hit and runs. We had a County Road 13 south. At County Road 32, a car hit a deer. Mobile Police Department have had a couple hit and runs as well, but now moved out of the roadways. And no delays across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talks to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's getting towards the end of the year now, and it's time to get the lawn ready for spring. What are you talking about, man?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the lawn is pretty much like you and I. It wants to go to bed on a full stomach. You know, it wants to eat healthy and prepare itself for the best day tomorrow. And so that starts in the fall, winter. You know, we're putting out winterizer. We're kind of cleaning up any weeds, and we're preparing for the next season right now.
You're saying what we do now this time of year gives us that great lawn in the spring.
It really does. If you've been struggling with your lawn all year and you've got some weeds, you've got some really bad areas, now is a really good time to kind of get set up for a good lawn next season. Also, round one, kind of cleaning up weeds for early next season, starts really soon, January, February. So now's the time.
All right, let's make that appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, and a lot going on in Washington yesterday, and it will continue today. And maybe, let's see, maybe the Senate, we'll explain more, but maybe the Senate sees this impeachment by January. We'll talk in detail coming up in just a little bit. Yeah, that's, of course, one of our top stories of the day. Also, only 7 Democrats have qualified for tonight's debate. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. And youthful offender status denied for Marco Perez. Status hearing going to be in January, trial in August. And a story that just keeps on coming. It's just road rage. Delwyn Knight back in jail on more related road rage issues. We'll talk about that coming up in the world of sports.
Yeah, big movement in the Peach Bowl with 3 Oklahoma players suspended and LSU starting running back dealing with an injured hamstring. We'll talk about that later.
All right, and Mobile City Council's Finance Committee meets today to talk about whether they can come up with $3 million for Amtrak service. We'll give you more details on that. And it's only happened 3 times in U.S. history. President of the United States has been impeached. House of Representatives voted along party lines to impeach President Trump on the 2 articles brought against him, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Remember, not obstruction of justice like before. This is obstruction of Congress. This comes a day after a heated debate on the Hill, where representatives compared the impeachment process to Pearl Harbor and the Salem witch trials. The votes, well, we'll hear how the votes went down in Linda Kenyon's story from Westwood One.
The president was charged with 2 articles of impeachment. Article 1, abuse of power.
The yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1.
Article 2, obstruction of Congress.
The yeas are 229. The nays are 198. Present is one.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the vote after a marathon day of debate with arguments on both sides of the aisle, like these from House Republicans.
How can anyone consider this a fair process?
The majority has not found a single shred of evidence.
It is a matter for the voters, not this House.
Democrats offered strenuous arguments like these.
This is about President Trump using his office to try and rig the next election.
We have a president who seems to believe he is a king.
The president does not have the right to cheat and to solicit foreign interference in our elections.
That's the central issue. Allegations President Trump pressured the newly elected Ukrainian president to conduct two political investigations on Trump's behalf in order to meddle in the next presidential election. At the same time, the president held back congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine despite its war with Russia. And then, says the House, the president took unprecedented steps to stonewall and obstruct the House investigation. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was unbowed.
Donald J. Trump is President of the United States.
And he says,
he is president today, he'll be president tomorrow, and he will be president when this impeachment is over.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said throughout the entire process, McCarthy and his fellow Republicans breached all limits of party loyalty to defend the president's actions.
Republican members of this House and of the Senate have continued to defend a president whose actions seem to many of us to be indefensible.
House Judiciary Committee ranking Republican Doug Collins said what's indefensible was the way the majority Democrats conducted the impeachment process.
Wherever the rules are disregarded, chaos and mob rule actually began.
And while members of both sides of the aisle decried the partisanship that permeated the entire process, it was House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff who implored Republicans to put the Constitution over partisanship.
If you say the president may refuse to comply, may refuse lawful process, may coerce an ally, may cheat in an election because he's the president of our party, you do not uphold our Constitution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left open the possibility of withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate while negotiations continue over how the Senate will proceed with the impeachment trial. That's because it's up to the Senate to decide whether to convict and remove an impeached president from office. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:14, FM Talk 106.5. So what did the president have to say? Last night he was in Battle Creek, Michigan, and said a lot, hours worth of talk from the president, but specific on Speaker Pelosi.
So yesterday I sent Pelosi a letter denouncing and condemning her party's outrageous abuse of power. That's what it is. They have nothing. They're the ones that should be impeached, every one of them. But I know one thing, Americans will show up by the tens of millions next year to vote Pelosi the hell out of office.
There you go. And the stage is set. 7:14, check in with News 5 next. Dr. Bill's on the way and Kane with traffic. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council's Finance Committee will meet today to talk about bringing Amtrak back to the port city. The proposed route would run from Mobile to New Orleans twice a day with stops in Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, and Bay St. Louis. The city has until the end of the year to commit to this project. The city's contribution would be $3 million over 3 years, plus the cost of a passenger terminal. A judge has denied youthful offender status for Marco Perez, the man accused of shooting and killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Officer Tudor was killed in January while working undercover at the Peach Place Inn. Perez was 19 at the time of the shooting. Thieves stole a gun and a car full of Christmas presents from two apartment complexes in Daphne. At least 20 cars were broken into at the Bay Vista and Lake Forest apartments. Most of the cars were unlocked. And the Gulf Coast Zoo has some new rising stars, a pair of giraffes. Zoo officials hope the pair will soon start a family. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 717, FM Talk 106.5. At Mobile Mornings, glad to have you along on this T-6 to Christmas Thursday, right? Yeah, we're less than a week out from Christmas. Just thought I'd give you a heads up. And I got a chance for you to make a last-minute play that's probably your best gift play ever, and that's the gift of steak. Yes, Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, bringing families together since 1917, and you can order with complete confidence today. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar. When you go to the front page, you'll see a search bar. Just put Sullivan in there, and you'll be able to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Here's what you get. Or here's what they get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, and for y'all, special deal, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. So all the delicious food plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are guaranteed to be the most tender steaks you ever had, and here's how they show up when they show up at our house. I love it. It's flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice, and it's ready to cook. It's fantastic during the holidays or any time. Don't wait, though. If you want to take advantage of this offer to get your gift there before the holidays are over, you got to go to omahasteaks.com and type Sullivan in the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. All right, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, one more reminder to get your fill of National Signing Day by following the Tigers on social media and auburntigers.com. Lots of great content put out by the team yesterday. It is game day for Auburn basketball. Bruce Pearl's squad hosts NC State tonight in the return game in the home-and-home series.
You're going back and looking at our game against them last year. You know, they really handed it to us. It was a tough game. It was a physical game. It was a lot of turnovers. Both teams played really hard. They disrupted us, and we didn't disrupt them enough. It was a tough game to go back and watch. We didn't let that game define us. We, you know, picked ourselves up a little bit and, you know, got better. Offensively, they're really good. Markel Johnson will be the best guard we've played against, and probably the best one-on-one ball screen cover we will have. Our ball screen defense is going to be severely challenged, which just doesn't not only mean the guy that's on the ball, but the guys that are off the ball. What they run is simple and it's solid, and it's really effective with their personnel. They shoot it from three, they space it, they spread it. They've got 2 big 5 men that can roll down the rim and, you know, put pressure on the rim. And guys take all over the place to throw the ball back to for shots. Defensively, they turn you over. They jump passing lanes. It'll be a really, really good challenge.
Tonight's game is a late one, an 8 o'clock tip. We're on the air with pregame coverage starting at 7:30 tonight. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
I'm Terry Brighton, occupational therapist and owner of Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy. For over 40 years, I've treated thousands of patients with mild to severe injuries with an individualized, hands-on approach, the only way to true recovery and continued healing. If you're in need of therapy or feel you're not progressing with your current provider, call me at Azalea City for a one-on-one treatment that works. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or even your dentist for a referral. Start your recovery today at Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start so far from Tillman's Quarter and Theodore along Highway 90, also I-10 from Range Line to Theodore Dawes Road. You've got radar, so watch your speed. Looks great from northbound 65. Also traveling downtown, coming in from the eastern shore across the Bayway. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 7:24, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along on this Thursday morning. Captain Bobby's on the way with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, it's a, you know, it's a Bobby Day on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Captain Bobby and then Robert Kennedy Jr. at 8 and Rob Holbert from Lanyap at 8:30.
Yeah, the Tres Robertos.
Sí, qué bueno. Good stuff. Also, voting online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. You can check out the, where normally you see the online opinion poll question right there under the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo. That's where we place our Alabamian of the Year voting this month, as y'all have nominated a whole bunch of people, and now it's your chance to vote the list. Today, day 4 in this, and it is, here are your choices: fallen law enforcement officers, the Fight or Die Veterans Charity Rowing Team, Rod Bramlett, or longtime FM Talk 106.5 listener and caller, Taxman. Mm-hmm. You can vote front page of FMTalk106.5.com, and we'll tally that up, and we'll give you the results tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure will. Yesterday, we had two move on. CBD in Alabama, which took the state by storm this year, and Jeff Sessions moving into the second round.
All right, and one of the big questions here is with what happened for only the third time in U.S. history yesterday with impeachment of the president. Now, what's the next step? And this is one of these places where I think we're all learning continuing education about civics, you know, kind of on the fly, because I'll just speak for myself. I kind of had this feeling that once the House voted the articles of impeachment through, that would immediately put it in the lap of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have seen the Senate getting ready for it and doing all that, and what Mitch McConnell's been saying, what Schumer's been saying. But not so fast.
Yeah. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had the gavel yesterday and sent through those two articles of impeachment. Well, she didn't send it all the way through because now she's suggesting she might wait to send the impeachment articles to Senate for a trial. She said yesterday, we'll make a decision as we go along. It seems like she's more than likely using this as a bargaining chip to get the sort of trial, have the witnesses called that the Democrats want to have called there, and will not send those over until she gets some assurances from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But you also have some Democrats, some of the really progressive Democrats, saying they should never send the articles of impeachment to the Senate to keep Trump from having that pretty much what's certain now, an acquittal in the Republican-controlled Senate. But looking at the rules of the impeachment process, according to the New York Times, the Constitution does not dictate how the process of transmitting articles of impeachment from the House to the Senate should work. It says only that the House has, quote, the sole power of impeachment, and that the Senate, quote, shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. So we'll see what House Speaker Pelosi does with those articles.
Yeah, and at the same time, that puts, puts it in Mitch McConnell's control, because if what is asked for mm-hmm. by Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats doesn't, you know, jive with what Mitch McConnell wants, he can just not do it, and therefore it's like a proxy version of not handing it over to the Senate.
Yeah, and we've had some people call and ask, you know, is it possible that Pelosi would hold on to these articles of impeachment until after the 2020 elections, if maybe somehow the Democrats are able to flip the Senate. Mm-hmm. And then it would be more than likely removal from office if the president were to win his reelection campaign. So, I don't know where we go from here. The Constitution clearly doesn't lay out the exact procedure for how this should go down. But I'm not sure that the Democrats would want to have that being held over during the elections. I'm not sure what the best move there is for the Democrats.
I'll talk more about that coming up. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and we'll get our forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend ahead. Sitting at 33 now at our studios. We'll check in with News 5 and take your text as well at 343-0106. And make sure, once again, hop on and vote in the Alabamian of the Year. Remember, by the end of this month, we will award the Alabamian of the Year for 2019. All right, 728. Be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man is in a Georgia jail accused of kidnapping a taxi driver in Mobile. Police say Tony Scott Jr. pointed a gun at the driver and forced her to drive to Georgia. The driver managed to escape near Macon. Scott faces kidnapping and theft charges. Mobile police are looking for a man who robbed a Family Dollar store on Dolphin Island Parkway. Officers say he walked into the store Tuesday morning demanding cash from the safe and cash register. Once he got the money from the register, he left. Police released surveillance video of the robbery. You can watch that on WKRG.com. A 28-foot wall in Saraland is covered in paper and ornaments near the Living Hope Church. The church's pastor says it's a place for reflection and prayer during this Christmas season, especially for those who have recently lost loved ones or are having an otherwise difficult time this season. With WKRG News 5 local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Start date for the impeachment trial of President Trump is up in the air. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would not commit to a timeline just after the House passed articles of impeachment last night.
Because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be until we see the arena in which we will be participating.
The White House is calling Pelosi's move a gimmick, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rejected a proposal from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to call witnesses. McConnell has said he's not an impartial juror. Pelosi says that's unfair. Democratic presidential contenders will seek to convince anxious voters that they are the party's best hope to defeat President Trump in next year's election. A televised debate featuring seven of the presidential hopefuls tonight takes place in California. On Wall Street, Dow futures have dropped lower by 2 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Several firms have expressed interest in acquiring Univision Communications, a deal that would give the Spanish-language broadcasters private equity owners a long-sought exit. The Wall Street Journal says Miami-based Hemisphere Media Group, a Spanish-language media company, and private equity firm Platinum Equity have both made deal overtures to Univision. Wade Davis, a veteran media executive and the former chief financial officer of Viacom, is advancing a separate bid for Univision backed by third-party financing. Under that scenario, Davis would be expected to take over as CEO. A mechanic who worked for more than three decades for American Airlines has pleaded guilty to tampering with a plane in the middle of contentious contract negotiations. The 60-year-old said he didn't want to harm passengers but was trying to delay or cancel the flight in the hopes of getting overtime work. Crude oil unchanged at $60.84 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. Coming up right after Christmas, the MSA presents the Gulf Coast High School Basketball Holiday Classic, featuring 16 top high school teams competing at Spring Hill College, starting Thursday, December 26th and going through Saturday, December 28th. For more info, visit GulfCoastHolidayClassic.com. Go all out.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's now 33 at our studios, and I see a few areas around that are below the freezing mark this morning.
Yeah, even the airport did get down to at least 31 so far. They may get down one more degree, but sort of matching yesterday, in which we did get down to 30. Rather chilly day yesterday, only 52 for a high, but fortunately we had quite a bit of sunshine that helped a lot, and that's going to be the situation today. We should have sunny skies and allow us to get just a little bit warmer, up around 54 or 55 degrees. But the normal high this time of year is 62, so we're quite a bit below normal. Now tonight it's going to be chilly, but not quite as cold as this morning. I expect a low of about 34 or 35 degrees tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, we'll see clouds increasing through the morning hours, become mostly cloudy in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow will be in the upper 50s. After that, we've got rain in the forecast. A low-pressure system will be developing along the Texas coast and late tomorrow, and we'll see some rain coming in tomorrow night, probably after midnight. And then Saturday, it looks like periods of rain as a low-pressure system from Texas moves across the central Gulf of Mexico. And it's going to take its time, and it eventually will move all the way over to the Tampa area on Sunday. And we'll still see showers also on Sunday. And then finally on Monday, that low will move out to the Atlantic Ocean, and we're going to have some sunshine on Monday and just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures this weekend for Saturday, only 55 for the high with the shower activity. And then on Sunday, about the same thing in the mid-50s with, as I mentioned, showers. But Monday, with sunshine returning, we're going to get into the low 60s. And after that, we continue to warm up. Tuesday, sunny and 65. And Christmas Day, mostly sunny and a high of 68 degrees, possibly making it to 70.
Sounds nice for Christmas. You talked about the weekend and the just showers, no severe weather, soak and rain, or anything like that?
No. I don't expect any severe weather. The low pressure system is going to be well to the south of us. So what we will see is the moisture will be pushed over the top of the cold air at the surface, and that generally produces a light to moderate rainfall. And although throughout the weekend we might end up with around 2 inches of rain, that's possible, but don't expect any severe weather.
All right, Dr. Bill, I'll remind folks, too, perfect stocking stuffer and perfect on the budget, the 2020 yes. Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac is in stores now.
Yes, and the 2020 edition is free, as usual. And you can find copies now at West Marine here in Mobile and also at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town, they have copies. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can check them out at Autocraft Collision Center, Old Time Garden Supply, and Billy Lankford Allstate. And we also have copies over in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment office. And here in Mobile, you can pick up copies also at Fox 10 right here at the studios of 106.5.
I love it. Even adjusted for inflation, it's still free.
Still free, yeah.
Good news, Dr. Bill. Thank you. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 33, at our studios now. And, third president to be impeached. What you need to know, some fast facts about yesterday's impeachment vote. We'll get to that coming up right after traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. And it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Maple Street, just north of Dr. MLK. They've got an accident without injuries. Again, still working an accident. State troopers there at County Road 13, south of 32, where a car hit a deer. So far, it's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. You're seeing heavier traffic now from Airport, Moffitt, and Spring Hill at 65, but no new wrecks as the traffic across the Bayway towards Eastern Shore. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul. Bringing in the new year, get a piece of the world's largest moon pie and join the second line. You get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill will be back with us. And, of course, coming up this morning, it's Bobby time. Captain Bobby Abrascato, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Rob Hulbert, all straight ahead. All right, so yesterday, U.S. House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump. Four things you need to know here. First of all, the third president to be impeached. First was Andrew Johnson back in 1868. Second, Bill Clinton in 1998. Richard Nixon would have been impeached, but he resigned before that. Everybody says, oh, yeah, Nixon's impeachment. Well, he didn't get impeached. Both of the articles of impeachment against the president needed 216 votes to pass. The abuse of power vote got 230 yes votes. Obstruction of Congress got 229. Reason for the difference is one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, only voted yes on the first. Now, maybe it's absolutely his conscience. And if it is, that's his guy. If he was trying to find, you know, be in the middle of the road on this, you know what happens when you're in the middle of the road?
You're off the road.
You get run over. So that was interesting. And you heard in the votes, you heard two votes as present.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? Well, that was current Democrat presidential candidate and representative from the state of Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard. She only voted present on both of them. She abstained from the votes. She said she couldn't vote one way or another on it. Next step is, like we talked about, that the House would send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, but that's a maybe. See what happens on that. There's a wrinkle to that, and we'll get into detail coming up in just a little bit. 7:42 on the way. We'll check in with News 5. Dalton's got sports on the way, and players in trouble.
Yeah, three Oklahoma players suspended prior to that national semifinal game against LSU.
Talk about that coming up next.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers, sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council's Finance Committee will meet today to talk about bringing Amtrak back to the port city. The proposed route would run from Mobile to New Orleans twice a day with stops in Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, and Bay St. Louis. The city has until the end of the year to commit to this project. The city's contribution would be $3 million over 3 years, plus the cost of a passenger terminal. A judge has denied youthful offender status for Marco Perez, the man accused of shooting and killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Officer Tudor was killed in January while working undercover at the Peach Place Inn. Perez was 19 at the time of the shooting. Thieves stole a gun and a car full of Christmas presents from two apartment complexes in Daphne. At least 20 cars were broken into at the Bay Vista and Lake Forest apartments. Most of the cars were unlocked. And the Gulf Coast Zoo has some new rising stars, a pair of giraffes. Zoo officials hope the pair will soon start a family. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At your CBD store in West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Three Oklahoma Sooners players suspended. The Tide and Tigers do well on National Signing Day And Alabama basketball gets a win in Birmingham. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, three Oklahoma players have been suspended for the college football playoff semifinal game versus LSU. The Sooners will be without star defensive end Ronnie Perkins, backup running back Ramondre Stevenson, and true freshman wide receiver Trajan Bridges for the Peach Bowl. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley would not address the suspensions during a National Signing Day news conference on Wednesday, but he did say that he was aware of the report. It's not clear whether the players would also miss the CFP National Championship if the number 4-ranked Sooners somehow defeat the number 1-ranked Tigers in their semifinal game. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron told reporters Wednesday that leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is dealing with a hamstring injury and missed practice on Wednesday. Orgeron said that Edwards-Helaire suffered a non-contact injury on Tuesday. The extent of the injury is not yet known. Edwards-Helaire was an All-SEC first-team selection this season. He's rushed for 1,290 yards and 16 touchdowns. Also has 50 receptions for 399 yards and another touchdown. After day one of the early signing period in college football, there's been some movement in the 24/7 Sports class rankings. Clemson remains ranked first, followed by Alabama at number two. The Tide didn't lose any of their commitments to other schools, but they did flip five-star running back Jace McClellan from his commitment to Oklahoma. He'll eventually join five-star quarterback Bryce Young in the backfield, who officially signed with Bama yesterday. Ohio State currently has the third-ranked class, followed by Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn coming in at number seven. The Tigers signed 22 players on Wednesday, including five-star running back Tank Bigsby. Great name for a running back.
The best.
Florida has the eighth-ranked class. Oklahoma and Notre Dame round out the top 10. Players have through tomorrow to sign with the school. And if they don't sign this week, they'll have to wait until February. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired top executive Tom Coughlin on Wednesday. Coughlin has served as the executive vice president of football operations since 2017. The firing comes 2 days after the NFL Players Association warned players of potentially signing with the franchise because of excessive fines and player grievances. Two men well known in the world of football for their portrayals in popular movies have passed away this week. On Sunday morning, James Radio Kennedy passed away at the age of 73. Kennedy was a man with an intellectual disability who befriended a high school football team in South Carolina and was the inspiration for the 2003 film Radio. He was portrayed in that movie by Cuba Gooding Jr. On Wednesday, former T.C. Williams High School football coach Herman Boone, who was played by Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans, Boone passed away. He was 84 years old and had been battling cancer. He coached the T.C. Williams High School 1971 championship football team in Alexandria, Virginia. Herman was the school's first African-American head coach and pulled the team together during a tough time while Alexandria's high schools were being desegregated. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the Samford Bulldogs 105-87. John Petty Jr. made 10 three-pointers and scored a career-high 39 points. Number 6-ranked Kentucky was upset by Utah 69-66. Number 21-ranked Tennessee was upset by Cincinnati 78-66. Loyola Chicago beat Vanderbilt 78-70. East Tennessee State upset LSU 74-63.
Ouch.
Lots of losses for the SEC last night. Not Alabama and not Mississippi State. They held off Radford 77-68. It's 7:48. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Isn't that just the way the sports gods work? Like, if you have, now the LSU, where they are in football, mm-hmm. You can't keep basketball at the same time, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's the rules of the game.
I think something like that. All right, 7:50, be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning.
morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department have got another accident eastbound Government right before the Bankhead Tunnel. Right lane's blocked off. It's really tying up traffic downtown. Also, you see delays westbound on the Bayway past the Battleship Parkway, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Looking good northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 751, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. You know, they discussed it in city council meeting the other day about this latest iteration of Amtrak passenger train service coming back to Mobile. It now in the hands, it's going to be in the hands of the Finance Committee for Mobile City Council. They meet today at Government Plaza to discuss a multi-million dollar financial commitment to bring Amtrak back to the city. Story from WKRG says the city has until the end of the year to decide if it wants passenger train service to return to Mobile. Service stopped after Hurricane Katrina damaged the tracks back in 2005. The proposed route would run from Mobile to New Orleans twice a day with stops in Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, and Bay St. Louis. At this point, Mobile and the state of Alabama are the only entities that have not financially committed to the project. Mississippi is in for $15 million, which, by the way, they got that from Restore Act money. Louisiana for $10 million. And $33 million will come from federal funds in the form of a grant from the Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvements Program. Mobile's being asked to commit up to $3 million from 2023 through 2025, depending on ridership. State of Alabama and Mobile County could also be asked to contribute. Governor Kay Ivey has shown little interest in the past in funding Amtrak. I will also point out that one of the issues the train had was the pushback from the port, because they said, hey, having a train stop there and passengers going to mess with freight service. One of the things being talked about is if that they would move the train station, if they build whatever train station they would build, which would not come out of that $3 million, be separate, that would be down at Brooklyn.
Okay.
And speaking of the port, saw this story from Dale Leash. We're going to get him on the show hopefully later on today. Port Director Jimmy Lyons, been on with us over the years, is retiring at the end of 2020. So the man who oversaw billions of dollars in investment in Mobile's port and brought a container terminal online when many didn't think it was possible is retiring from the Alabama State Port Authority. Port Director and CEO Jimmy Lyons is retiring at the end of next year after more than two decades of leading port operations through significant transitions. We'll talk more about that in just a few. Captain Bobby on the way next.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust, so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
754 FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Whether you're getting the gear for the woods or the water, they've got it. And if you're looking to buy a gift for somebody who loves the outdoors, what a great place to go to here in the last few days going into Christmas. Also, our friends at Trailer Sales Alabama, everything from their pre-made to custom trailers. Check them out in Theodore, Trailer Sales Alabama. And the star of the show from the A-Team, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Merry Christmas, man.
You too, man, and to you and your family and Kelly and Dalton and Dalton's daughter's first Christmas. And
yeah.
Of course, all of our listeners, too, want to wish you Merry Christmas, man.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your whole crew. Let's talk about a couple things. First of all, did Santa bring any speckled trout looking to bite? Is there? That's what I want for Christmas.
Well, you know what? He has delivered on that, and it ain't because I've been a good boy, I don't think. But maybe it's presents to everybody else. I don't know, man. Yeah, but yeah, it's been good, dude. The good news, obviously, you know, the cold weather here the last couple of days, but you know, this is kind of what we need. We need it to get cold and stay cold. And I glanced at the this morning before I left, I glanced at the 10-day forecast, and it looks like it's going to stay, you know, kind of close to, I don't know if it's normal, whatever normal is around here, but you know, finally going to get cold and stay cold. And that's really what we need, because it's been a little bit on the inconsistent side. Not that the fish hadn't been biting, it's just how we've been able having to catch them. You know, one day, a couple days, you're catching them on the ledges and in the channels, which is really where we should be, and I think that's going to be the case for the next few couple weeks now. But you know, and then 2 days later, you're up on the flats with popping corks, you know, and the fish are as confused as we are. You know, we're wearing shorts for a couple days, and the next thing you know, we're bundled up like we are this morning, you know. So it's again, I think, you know, now that we're going to finally get cold and stay cold, it's going to be that true winter pattern. And with that, that's going to be fishing the main river channels and the tidal rivers, focusing mainly in the center of the channels on days like we're doing today, where the water's really blown out and the fish have been down in the channels. As we get some slight warm-ups in cloudier days, you'll see those fish start to move up on the ledges of those channels. And with that, again, you can use your grubs or you can go to like a slick lure or mirror lure, that type of bait, and fish those ledges. The shrimp are pretty well gone out of the tidal rivers now, so the fish are on more of the finfish baits, and that's going to also continue to even get better. You know, the lure type baits, the hard lure type baits versus, you know, popping corks and that sort of thing, now that the shrimp are out of there. So that's what we're having tied on, you know, versus like last week, we had a lot of popping corks tied on. So again, I think that's going to be your focus for the next couple of weeks. Of course, we flip out of the nip tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, Saturday we flip out of the nip, and then we get into those big new moon tides next week. So you're going to have a lot of good water movement in those tidal rivers, which also seems to be a big key.
All right, so we've got Santa brought us that, and let's talk about just pick one thing here, Captain Bobby. If somebody is looking other than just buying that gift certificate for a trip with the A-Team, what would somebody buy for an angler this year?
I'll tell you what, one thing I've been using religiously for the last couple of years, I'd always used it, is those little fanny pack life jackets, a little inflatable life jacket. It's a little fanny pack one. It's not the vest type one, which are, those are great too, but these things are real unobtrusive. You can put them on and you don't even know that they're on. And this time of year in particular, we're in full, you know, insulated coveralls this morning with boots and everything else. If you make a stumble, and it, whether it be at the dock or out on the water, make a stumble and go in with all these clothes, I don't care how good a swimmer you are, you're not going to stay up for very long.
Well said.
So those little things, you just pop it and it boom, blows up like a basketball. It's going to hold you up so you can get to the bank, get to your boat.
That's a great idea, and it shows, you know, one of those presents that shows you care. And let's give you a second here, too, to remind folks there's still time if they want to get one of those gift certificates for a trip with the A-Team. What a great thing to see under the tree.
Real easy to do, too. You just hit us on the website, A-Teamfishing.com, and we'll send you a certificate via email and even customize it and you can, book the trip and take it whenever you want.
Great stuff. All right, so our takeaway here. River channels, tidal rivers, river channel and the ledges. That's where we need to be.
Absolutely, yep. Figure out where those river channels are in the tidal rivers. Stay to keep the boat or keep your cast near those river channels, and you're going to be where the fish are.
Captain Bobby, Merry Christmas to you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great Christmas.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and Trailer Sales Alabama. All right. Coming up 8 o'clock, the news, and then our buddy Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us. Y'all stay close.